Thailand's People Power Party, which supports ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, said today it had received enough support from small parties to form a coalition government. But it refused to name the parties, and the losing Democrat Party is trying to build a coalition of its own. Tracy McClure reports.
Thailand's political parties got down to hard bargaining on Monday after voters roundly rejected last year's military coup, but failed to give supporters of ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra an outright majority. The deal-making might take a long time, but Thaksin's supporters in the People Power Party say their leader, Samak Sundaravej, will be their next prime minister. The party won 228 seats out of a total of 480. Samak has invited smaller parties to join in the coalition, but the Democrat Party, which supported the coup, is also making overtures to see if it can find allies to add to its 166 seats. Thaksin himself feels vindicated after being removed from office last year by the military. He is currently in exile in Hong Kong and says he might try to return to Thailand next year.
Probably somewhere around mid-February before they can have the democratic government. And from there, I will consider that when I should go back.
However, the army is likely to call in every favor to stop Thaksin from making a comeback by proxy. There is already talk of having the country's election commission disqualify PPP candidates for voting fraud. Parliament must meet within 30 days of the election and then has 1 month to elect a prime minister. I'm Tracy McClure.